Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Tyler, that's good, man. I mean, every time this thing right here gets intro'd, this segment right here, I think, man, I feel good. That's a good picture of me. I like to party, man. I like a little bit of a party, man.
You know, when I was making that, I was just kind of sifting through some old little clips, some audio clips I have of you like that saved from over the years working together.
Right.
And I just, that happened to be like the random third clip I pulled out of a file, and I heard, I was like, that's it.
That's it.
That's right, the one.
Oh, that's great. That's why that man's the best at his job. I don't need to preface that with cities and numbers. That man's the best at his job right there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
I mean, you got to do more with less, baby. Always on top of things and always looking to improve. I tell you what, it don't get much better than OT Meal.
Did he think of the new name, or you did?
Of what?
Instead of Sterner's Football
Clint
at
came
four.
Up with the name.
Okay, that's what it was.
Look, but let's be honest, real quick here, and I'm gonna get to this silver lining with this Astros game last night. You're gonna like it, but I mean, the way most of that stuff works is we spitball things usually on air, usually at a time when we're not supposed to. the key here is
sorry, that, boss.
The key is here. The guy behind the glass having the ability, the awareness, he's paying attention to go, yep, that's it, and grab it and move on. Right, a lot of that stuff just falls by the wayside if you don't have the guy behind the glass that's aware and paying attention and has the ability to do it. He grabs it, moves on with it. It grows a life. He puts a little voice behind it. Next thing you know, boom, somebody's walking in the door going, "Hey guys, good job on putting that segment together."
MVP.
There you go.
Hey, I'm MVP. Happy to do it, and I'm coachable, baby.
There you go, baby. All right, the Astros, they lost yesterday 6-2 to the Atlanta Braves. And it was ugly, and it's getting uglier. They lost 6-2 to the Atlanta Braves. The silver lining, though, right? The silver lining, because look, as hard as I am on the Astros, and as concerned as I am right now, I do feel like the Astros are going to find a way to be in the mix down the stretch. I just don't like the way in which they're starting, which means that they're going to have to dig and play harder and do more down the stretch to put themselves in a position. It's not going to be as comfortable.
With that feeling, can I interest you in a stat?
Yes, I'd love for you to.
After the loss last night, I was feeling a certain type of way like most Astro fans, so I did a little digging.
Okay. It's always scary when Bajani starts digging. The old rundown gets long.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't start deleting.
Hey, I'm a man, can type.
I'm a stat guy, man. I'm a stat guy. You know, I love from a love
I got you. I got you a silver lining. Sean's got you a stat.
From a historical perspective, I like to look at things. And look at what 19, 20 games means in the grand scheme of things. 17 playoff appearances in Astros franchise history. Not since 1981. Have they started below 500 through the first 20 games of the season? In 1981, they were 8-12 through 20 games and lost the NLDS. So far, they're 6-13. So
it's early, Sean.
What I'm saying,
that's a long time,
is one time in 17 playoff appearances in your franchise history since 1962, have you overcome a below 500 start to reach the postseason? You'll have to do something historical this year, given the start that the Astros are.
Well, if you're ever going to do it, you'd be the most injured team with five starting pitchers on the IL, and you get those guys healthy, and maybe you can turn this thing around. We'll see. Yeah. I think they'll be there down the stretch. Yesterday the Astros lost 6-2 to the Atlanta Braves. The silver lining here, right? Which I think is bigger than one game. Everybody knows I'm not into giving games away, and I'm not trying to minimize a loss. But if you just said, "Hey, Hunter Brown goes out there, gets bombed and knocked off the mound in the second inning," but yet the Astros in the next seven innings make it up and come back and win the ball game, or Hunter Brown proves to seem to have righted the ship that is Hunter Brown, and the Astros end up losing in similar fashion in the eighth or ninth inning. They give up a bunch of runs. Mm-hmm. I would have said, give me the loss. Give me confidence in Hunter Brown and show me that this kid is on pace to do what I think he could potentially do. Get him back on track. Guess what? The silver lining, Hunter Brown needed a solid outing. He tossed a quality start, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
At a kid.
6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, 3 Ks, 88 pitches. That's exactly what we needed from Hunter Brown. Because Hunter Brown, there's a lot of guys that have struggled for the Astros. And Hunter, in the starting rotation, Hunter Brown is the biggest concern, the biggest problem. Like, if Hunter Brown doesn't work out, like, you've got some issues at the bottom of a five-man rotation.
Yeah, because of who you feel like you can't really trust right now. I mean, I think you could say the same thing for J.P. France. I think you could say...
you could say with these injuries, I'm talking about with guys healthy. You get Verlander back and Fromber back. You're still depending on a good Hunter Brown to lengthen your rotation to 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to depend on JP France.
That's what I'm saying. In terms of Ronel Blanco, lack of confidence.
I love Ronel Blanco. Like he's coming. I'm not ready to say in a playoff situation, this is a dude I want on the bump. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Hunter Brown needs to turn the corner and be the 4th starter for the Astros. And pitch to his ability, and we need to get trending in that direction. Sure. So when Fromber comes back and when JV comes back, you can roll out JV, Fromber, Christian Javier, Hunter Brown, and you've got as good a top four as damn near anybody in the game. Mm-hmm. Right? Like Hunter Brown. Like I know we're not there right now. Don't get me wrong. I get it. We got to get healthy, and guys have to be better to even get in that conversation. I understand that was a mouthful, but Hunter Brown being right. I'm not talking about being great. Just being right and being a starting pitcher that you can lean on in the middle of a rotation,